Fi-fo fum, 'twas then I smelled a big fat fee. That great big kinda attractive mallard missed the boat. Oh, he saw it, but he missed it. It was that ship he saw docking. That was the first time I came out of the dark since my giant dipper of a ride down the hill that morning. I needed help, so I called an old friend of mine. Rembrandt Watson was his name. He was a photographer, among other things, and he spent most of his life in the darkroom dabbling with bottles. His negatives and prints were sharp, his thought processes not quite. But he'd given me assistance in the past, so I called him.
Rembrandt Watson speaking. Photography, portraits, and camera work?
Yes, Rembrandt, I know.
Also available for gardening, janitorial service, and babysitting. Especially if they're over 21.
Rembrandt, it's Candy.
Who? Candy?
Now you're tuned in.
Oh, how dare you bother me? I was experimenting with a new type of formula.
90 proof or 100?
100. And Candy, it works beautifully. There's a delightful little pixie in a pink ballet skirt in my living room.
Well, leave her there and get over here immediately to my place.
Oh, no.
Take a cab, I'll pay for it.
Oh, well, in that case, I shall call for a hansom carriage with a brace of chestnuts.
You got them in your head. Now just do as I say and get over here. Float in, Rembrandt.
Gladly. Where's the man to take me cloak, gloves, and topper?
You're wearing a sport coat and slacks, and you know I have no man.
And therein lies your basic trouble, my dear. You have no man.
Now, Rembrandt...
Every man should have a woman, every woman should have a man. It's the incontrovertible law of the universe. Candy, you should have a man.
You?
But I'm no longer a man. I'm a sprite transcending the...
Stop transcending a moment and come down to earth. We've got a job to do.
Oh, how poetic, how idyllic. We've got a job to do. For money?
Eventually.
Oh, one of those. Very well, my dear, bring me up to date.
Well, I don't really know if I can or not.
Good. Then I shall leave and return to me formula.
No, no. What I mean is, the whole story is so fantastic you'd never believe it.
I might. Try me, Candy.
Well, I get on a cable car and sit next to a character reading the Wall Street Journal.
A strange coupling. A cable car and the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. But when we get to the end of the line, my friend next to me is dead.
Probably the ride down the hill frightened him to death.
Nuh-uh. He looked like a used punch board. A neat little bullet hole through his heart.
Candy, my little ballerina friend in the pink skirt is more believable than what you just told me.
I told you it was fantastic, but none the how it happened. Now, sooner or later, Mallard is going to come out of his fog, and when he does, I'm going to be out of a fee.
A fee that so far doesn't exist, my pretty.
It will, if my hunch is right. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Hmm.
Go down to the Chronicle and get all the back files you can on Southern Island Steamship Company.
The Chronicle? A pleasure. I have a few questionable companions there who indulge in formulas.
Stay away from those companions and just do as I ask.
Oh, very well, my dove. I go, but entirely against my will. And where will you be?
Down in the docks, Rembrandt. I've got to do some legwork.
Let me assure you, Candy, you have just the right equipment for it, too.